All right, well, Arno Delacour going to be busy this afternoon. Again, no dozing is his contender, looking to knock off McCracken and everybody else in the Sam F. Davis Stakes. Arno with us now here on the Equine Forum. Arno, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Happy Sam F. Davis Day, my friend. Talk to us about no dozing and what you've seen from that Remsen Stakes to where he is today.
Well, he's doing very well. I think he's matured a little bit. Like, physically, he looks, of course, like a bigger and stronger. What I mean, you know, you expect them to do between two and three. So I think we're in good shape there. And I want to hope, and he'll show it to us this afternoon, that he matured as well mentally. He was a little bit green, you know, in the Remsen. He's throwing his head a little bit in the backside. I'm not quite sure, probably the kickback or something like that. But it looks, I hope that he's going to be much more settled today.
You've done such a good job with him. You've brought him along slowly. You didn't over-race him at 2 years old. He's had a nice rest. He's come back and trained well. You must be super pleased coming into this race, especially with a horse by Union Rags who looks like he wants to go on and should develop as time goes by.
Yeah, I'm very pleased in the way that we haven't missed a beat with him. Everything went according to plan. All the breezes, never missed a breeze, no setback. So that's always encouraging. Now we're obviously facing a tough competition again today, and that's the way it is on the Derby trail. But I'm looking forward just to have a little bit of an assessment of where he is right now, and that's hopefully what we'll learn this afternoon.
Arno, Ian Wilkes joined us in the first half of the program talking about McCracken, who's going to break, by the way, just to the inside of No Dozing in post position number 8, No Dozing in post 9. And Ian was talking about why the Sam F. Davis was the right starting spot for him to get him going with that 3-year-old campaign. How about for No Dozing? Why was this the right spot this afternoon?
Because I think that first of all, we had him. He's been training at Tampa, so, you know, his paddock schooled here. He's all of his training here. So that's always a plus when you don't have to ship. Last year, he ran 4 times. We ran in 4 different tracks and 4 different jockeys. So that's always a little bit to overcome to run in such condition. So I'm just very happy that we're doing it here, you know, where he's based. And I think that's a good place to start back.
Yeah, it's a nice thing to be home. And then you've got Daniel Centeno, who you've had tremendous success with, back aboard him. So he's home, and he's got the same jockey 2 races in a row.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the idea, before the Remsen, I kind of knew that we were already going to the Sam Davis. That was the plan. And therefore, that I put Centeno on, because Centeno knows Tampa, you know, he's the leading jockey here. And I think he's the man for the job. Also, he was able to breeze him a couple of times in the morning, so he knows the horse, and that's probably going to help him compared to the Remsen, where he didn't really know the horse. He just got on him and, you know, see what they had. So I hope that pays off.
You know, Arno, I've always heard that Tampa Bay Downs can be a bit of a different type of surface. How would you describe that main track at Tampa Bay?
Well, it's probably a little bit more sandy, like if I can say that, than Gulfstream or places like that. So sometimes horses need to, you know, get used to it in order to perform well. Now, when you look at the record of the race and the big races at Tampa in the last, 5-10 years, I think that any horse can come and run well. Without running or even breezing on the track, you know, it's less deep and copy than it used to be. So I think it's a fair track at the moment.
Is there such a thing as a home field advantage then in thoroughbred racing, and maybe even at a track like Tampa?
Yes, I guess that it depends on the horses, you know. As far as I'm concerned, I respect the opposition. It's a tough race this afternoon, and I don't take it for granted, even if they don't train on the track, you know.
Your horse is so consistent. He's fired every time. He's run against some pretty tough competition, too. You must feel like he belongs in this race as much as anybody else.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's anybody's race, and McCracken is the most proven, I would say, accomplished at least in the field. But if you look at the numbers and the way they run, we all pretty much bunched up, no dosing, McCracken, the two Pletcher horses. But it's a good field, and Wild Chart as well is a very consistent horse.
Visiting with trainer Arno Delacour here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Arno, you've mentioned a couple of times that this is a really tough race. Did it maybe come up even a little bit saltier than you were expecting when you first put it on the calendar?
Probably, but we kind of could see it coming because it's got points for the Kentucky Derby this year, while it didn't last year. So, those prep, they always come. There's always like some tough customer in there. I'm not surprised.
You mentioned that this race will give you a good assessment of your horse and what you want to do moving forward. Have you looked forward to the race that you may participate in after this race?
At the moment, no. I'm waiting to see, how he does, how he behaves, and how much he's learned since his last race. I mean, it's been a while. So I'll map up a plan after that. I mean, my guess is that it'll be better going a little bit longer, like, mile 8. But I'm waiting to see what happened this afternoon.
Arno, if you can get to the Kentucky Derby on that first Saturday in May, it'll be your first Derby starter, but not so for Roy and Gretchen Jackson, the owners of the horse. They've been there. Of course, they were there with Barbaro. Tell me a little bit about that relationship and working with them and trying to get to the Kentucky Derby for owners that are so accomplished.
They're obviously lovely people. I understand the game and the horses, so that makes my job easier. And we agree, I think we're on the same page, that, in order to get there, you need to be able to win or run very well in one of the major prep. And if it's not the case, well, it's kind of a non-brainer that we shouldn't go to the Derby, So that's going to be up to him to show us that he belongs there. And they feel the same way.
I know you came up under Christophe Clément here in the United States, and Christophe is a person that I don't think gets enough credit for what he does with his horses on the dirt and what he does with his young horses. He has that reputation of being very good with grass horses, but he's very good with young horses on the dirt. What things have you taken away from working with Christophe that you now employ in your operation and your method of training?
Well, a lot of things, and that include like horsemanship, management, and the way Christophe just give a chance to the horses to come along and not rushing them too much and give them an opportunity to develop.
All right, so I asked Ian the same question earlier. I'm going to ask you. No dosing certainly doesn't have to win this race today. This is not the ultimate goal. But as you're watching the race, what things are you going to be looking for from no dosing to tell you he's a legitimate Derby prospect?
Well, first of all, I'd like to see him overcome his post position because, being on the outside, most of the time you either have to commit and go for it and be hang wide a little bit, or take back and save ground. I'd love to see him break good, and show that he's got enough tactical speed to overcome his post.
Well, there you have it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's...
No dosing breaking from post number 9. Can he do it? Well, we're going to find out later this afternoon. Post time for that race, close to 5 o'clock Eastern time. As a matter of fact, it is the Grade 3 Sam F. Davis, and it goes at 4:45 Eastern time this afternoon. Arno, really appreciate the time. Want to wish you all the best this afternoon and along that road to the Kentucky Derby. And we'll be watching later today, my friend.
Thank you very much.